In local news, 43-year-old Dallas R. Bros of Fairfield has been jailed on the preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery. Fairfield City Police were called to a residence in the 1100 block of Illinois Avenue shortly before 10 o'clock Thursday night on a report of a woman who had shown up at that residence claiming she had been beaten up by her boyfriend. The alleged victim, Don M. Turner, 45, of Fairfield, told police that her boyfriend, Dallas Bros, had snapped during an altercation. He is accused of grabbing her around the neck, biting her arm, and throwing her to the floor. Ms. Turner was taken by ambulance to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where she was treated for her injuries and released. Police could not immediately locate Bros, but continued their search in the neighborhood. Around 1 o'clock Friday morning, police located Bros in the 300 block of West King Street and took him into custody. Bros has been lodged in the Wayne County Jail on a preliminary charge of aggravated domestic battery. 43-year-old Kenneth E. Bryant of Albion has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after violating his probation on a previous aggravated drunk driving conviction. Bryant had originally been placed on probation after he crashed his vehicle in a DUI accident, injuring a passenger. After violating the terms of probation, Judge David Franklin resentenced Bryant on the original offense of aggravated DUI, a Class 4 felony. In addition to prison time, Bryant was ordered to serve 1 year of mandatory supervised release and pay a total of $3,173 in mandatory fines, fees, and court costs. He was given credit for 7 days he spent in the county jail awaiting disposition of his case. You may remember Mr. Bryant from a previous Edwards County case in which he was sentenced to prison for shooting and killing Gorgeous the Donkey, an animal owned by Jim and Kathy Markman of rural Albion. After pleading guilty to a Class 2 felony charge of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, Bryant was sentenced to 12 years in prison. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Kelly Hodge announced on Friday that District 19 troopers will be conducting special traffic enforcement patrols, or STEP patrols, during the month of November in Wayne and White counties. Troopers will focus on speeding, failure to use occupant restraints, and other driving offenses. Safety belt enforcement zones may also be used during the STEP program. In addition, District 19 troopers will be targeting Wayne, White, Saline, and Gallatin counties with saturation patrols that focus on compliance with safety belt and child safety seat laws. Illinois law requires all vehicle passengers, front and back, to be buckled up. These patrols are being funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Over 60 million Americans suffer from allergies. Clay County Hospital and clinics are excited to be able to offer a new allergy testing and treatment program utilizing allergen immunotherapy. Our testing process is a simple and painless one that pinpoints your allergies so that your treatment formula can be produced. If you suffer from allergy symptoms, call one of our clinics in Flora, Louisville, or Sisseny to set up an appointment to see a provider. Clinic phone numbers can be found on our website at claycountyhospital.org.
Compassionate care for the ones you love. Clay County Hospital, your number one choice in healthcare.
The oil change deal of the year is here. Jibber and the service pros at Jim's Custom Automotive are offering $25 oil changes through Friday the 6th. That's right, any standard 5-quart oil change for just $25. Includes parts, labor, and inspection too. You cannot afford to miss this. Call 847-AUTO today to make your appointment or just stop on by on South 1st Street and the guys will work you in. That's service professionals doing professional work. That's the oil change special going on right now at Jim's Custom Automotive. Phone 847-AUTO.
A retirement reception in honor of Edwards County Circuit Clerk Patsy Taylor will be held Friday, November 13th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Edwards County Courthouse with a group photo and remarks at 3:30 p.m. For those unable to attend, well wishes may be sent to Patsy at 109 Flower Drive, Albion, Illinois, 62806. Plans have been set for the annual Veterans Day Parade in Fairfield. This year's parade has been set for Saturday, November 7th at 3 p.m. This is a different time than in the past. Organizer Clifford Reaver is encouraging all area groups, churches, and organizations to make plans to participate in this year's parade. Lineup will be on North 1st Street and will follow the same route as the homecoming parade. Anyone needing information about the parade or who would like to submit an entry can contact Clifford Reaver at 516-3111. While the winter of 2015-2016 is expected to be milder thanks to the effects of El Nino, it's unlikely Illinois will completely avoid the snow and ice that define Midwestern winters. To help people prepare for potentially dangerous winter weather, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, the National Weather Service, and local emergency management agencies will highlight winter weather preparedness throughout November. There hasn't been a winter in Illinois without at least one winter storm in the past century, said IEMA Director James K. Joseph. Right now, before that first snowstorm or ice event, is the perfect time to prepare yourself, your home, and your car for winter. Joseph said that includes checking and restocking vehicle emergency supply kits, which should include items such as blankets or sleeping bags, flashlight with extra batteries, first aid kit, non-perishable snack food, water, sand or cat litter, a shovel, booster cables, and a cell phone charger. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency, the National Weather Service, and the American Red Cross developed a winter weather preparedness guide that covers winter weather terms and tips for staying safe at home, in the car, and at school. The guide is available on the Ready Illinois website at ready.illinois.gov. Winter weather preparedness tips also will be posted on the Ready Illinois Facebook and the Ready Illinois Twitter page. The 2015-16 Travel Adventure Cinema Series, better known as Travelogue, is returning to Fairfield. This year's lineup will prove to be most spectacular as world travelers will take you to the far corners of the earth as they narrate each presentation in person. The Travel Adventure Series begins this Thursday, November 5th, and will feature Eastern Canada RV Adventure, the Maritimes, and Newfoundland, narrated by John Holland. On January 14th, Superior Land of the Woodland Drummer will be presented by Tom Sterling. On February 18th, America's Parklands No. 1 will be presented by Gray Warner. On March 3rd, England's West Country will be presented by Monty Brown. On April 14th, Southern Europe will be presented by Marlon Dara. All five of the programs will be on Thursday evenings and held at the First Baptist Church at 308 South 1st Street in Fairfield. Each presentation will begin at 7:15 p.m. Season tickets are $30 and are available at McDowell, Kinchelow, and Jessup and the Wayne County Farm Bureau office. This year's Fairfield Travelogue is sponsored by the Fairfield Rotary Club and the Wayne County Farm Bureau. It's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. And the price paid locally for crude oil was up 50 cents at $39.50 a barrel. Taking a look at sports, high school football playoffs in Class 3A, St. Joseph Ogden defeated Fairfield 42-16. It was Bloomington Central Catholic over DuCoin 27-0. Tolono Unity beat Marshall 42-24, and Newton over Sullivan 46-21. In Class 1A, it was Carrollton over Red Hill 40-20. Class 2A, Lawrenceville beat Chester 34-7. Athens beat El Dorado 21-14. Villa Grove over Johnston City 46-22. And Nashville beat New Berlin 31-28. In Class 4A, Murfreesboro beat Carterville 42-13, Breeze Mater Dei over Bethalto Civic Memorial 34-14, Heron a winner over Alney 52-8, Columbia beat Breeze Central 21-20, Quincy Notre Dame over Harrisburg 47-28, and Belleville Althoff beat Clinton 62-27. In Class 5A, Centralia over Marion 35-34, Class 8A, Aurora beat Edwardsville 20-17 in overtime. Boys grade school basketball at the Rin Lake Classic, Wayne City over West Frankfort 34-31. College football, Penn State over Illinois 39-0, Purdue beat Nebraska 55-45, Iowa a winner over Maryland 31-15, Wisconsin beat Rutgers 48-10, Michigan over Minnesota 29-26, Tennessee beat Kentucky 52-21, Notre Dame over Temple 24-20, North Dakota State beat Southern Illinois 35-29, Eastern Illinois over Murray State 34-20, Illinois State beat Indiana State 27-24, with Southeast Missouri State over Tennessee Tech 38-17. Youngstown State beat Western Illinois 23-21, Stanford over Washington State 30-28, Clemson beat NC State 56-41, Florida over Georgia 27-3, Oklahoma beat Kansas 62-7, Oklahoma State over Texas Tech 70-53, Florida State beat Syracuse 45-21, Ole Miss over Auburn 27-19, Utah beat Oregon State 27-12, Houston over Vanderbilt 34-0, UCLA beat Colorado 35-31, Miami of Florida over Duke 30-27, and Memphis beat Tulane 41-13. Major League Baseball in the World Series, Kansas City beat the New York Mets 5-3. Kansas City leads the series 3-1. In the NBA, Utah beat Indiana 97-76. New York over Washington 117-110. Golden State a winner over New Orleans 134-120. Memphis beat Brooklyn 101-91. Phoenix over Portland 101-90. And the LA Clippers beat Sacramento 114-109. In the NHL, St. Louis beat Minnesota 3-2 in overtime. New Jersey beat the Islanders 3-2 in a shootout. Dallas over San Jose 5-3. Los Angeles beat Nashville 4-3 in overtime. Pittsburgh beat Toronto 4-0. Detroit over Ottawa 5-3. Boston beat Tampa Bay 3-1. Washington over Florida 2-1 in overtime. Winnipeg beat Columbus 3-2. And Calgary over Edmonton 5-4. LJ Liquidations would like to announce that starting November the 2nd, they will change their days of operation to Monday through Saturday, with hours from 9 till 5. They hope the change will help them serve their customers better. And remember that if you see it and want it, buy it, because at LJ Liquidation, inventory changes daily. Stop by LJ Liquidation at Westport Plaza in Fairfield or call 842-5995.
Fall brings changing leaves, pumpkins, cooler temperatures, and bonfires. To celebrate, People's National Bank is offering two great CD specials for you to rake in the rates. Choose between a 13-month CD at 1.10% annual percentage yield or a 30-month CD at 1.50% APY. Hurry in today to rake in this deal. Stop by one of our 22 People's National Bank locations and open a 13- or 30-month CD today. People's National Bank, member FDIC. APY accurate as of October 26, 2015. $500 to open and obtain APY.
In Loakland area deaths, 73-year-old Frederick Eugene Joe Glassford died at 12:45 a.m. Friday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was a retired special education administrator and served as director of Wabash and Ohio Valley Special Education from 1974 through 1993. He was executive director of Sangamon County Special Education District, professor of Eastern Illinois University, and a member of the Illinois Quarter Horse Association. He was also a member of the Elks Lodge number 1882. He is survived by one son, Mark Glassford, and his wife, Connie, of Silver Hill, Alabama, three grandchildren, Lily, Samuel, and Noah Glassford of Silver Hill, a brother, James Glassford, and his wife, Charlotte, of Flora, his mother-in-law, Kay Gould, a brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Chuck and Sue Hamilton, brothers-in-law, Rick and his wife, Sue Gould, Ron and Penny Gould, and Scott Gould, a nephew, Yancey and Lori Glassford, a niece, Tammy Glassford Steele, great-nephews, Sterling and Tara Steele, and Cody Glassford, and great-nieces, Tricia Steele and Katie Glassford. He was preceded in death by his parents and his wife, Sandy. A celebration of life service will be held at 6 p.m. Monday, November 9th, at the Elks Lodge in McLeansboro to honor Joe. Friends are invited to attend by his son Mark and family members. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Carl Dutch Accord, 63, of Carmi, passed away at his home on Friday. Dutch worked in the oil field. He is survived by his wife, Betty, sons Kevin and Sarah Conkle of Equality, and Jonathan and Ashley Accord of Washington, Indiana, and Robert and Rosemary Mitchell of Carmi. Daughters Tabitha and Jeff Holland of Carmi, Melissa and Alan Mullins of Grayville, Jessica and Anthony Accord of Crossville, and Amber Newman of Carmi. Also, Heather and Terry Bond of McLeansboro, 14 grandchildren, brothers Charles and Patty Accord and George Accord of Carmi and Johnny Accord of Massachusetts, sisters Mary and Dave Jordan and Gertie Browning of Carmi and Wilma and George Martinelli of Woodstock, Massachusetts. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday at Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in the Kirkendall Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the services at the funeral home. Memorials are suggested to the family to help defray funeral expenses. Lauren L. Bowman, age 78, a resident of McLeansboro, formerly of Bradley, passed away October 28th at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He served in the U.S. Army from 1960 to 1962 during the Berlin crisis. After returning home from the service, he worked for 42 years at Kankakee Container as a press operator. Lauren is survived by his wife, Anna of McLeansboro, one son and daughter-in-law, Mark and Sharon Bowman of Bradley, two daughters and two sons-in-law, Catherine and Mario Genovese of Franklin, Tennessee, and Lisa and Dan Bach of Rockford, Illinois. Also surviving are one sister and brother-in-law, Helen and Hobart Campbell of Macedonia, and two brothers and two sisters-in-law, Dwight and Brenda Bowman of McLeansboro and Eugene and Norma Bowman of Enfield. Seven grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. Visitation will be held on Monday from 10 a.m. until noon at the Schreffler Funeral Home in Kankakee Chapel. The 12 noon funeral on Monday will be officiated by Reverend Davy Post at Schreffler Funeral Home, Kankakee Chapel. Burial will be in Kankakee Memorial Gardens. You can visit schrefflerfuneralhomes.com to sign his online guest book. Obituary information was provided by the Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro. 71-year-old Alney resident Daryl Dean Wilson died Friday at his home. A U.S. Navy veteran, he worked at Airtex Products in Fairfield as a press operator from 1970 through 1973. Later, he worked for the Caterpillar Tractor Company in Morton, Illinois, where he served as a supervisor. He later worked as a plant superintendent at Champion Labs from 1983 through 1999. Survivors include his wife, Dana Wilson of Alney, three daughters, Darla Elizabeth White, Jody Lynn Scott, and Dana Danielle Miles, a brother, Kenneth Wilson, mother and father-in-law, Danny and Sandra Goodman, sister-in-law, Nicole Dutton, a brother-in-law, Ryan Goodman, grandchildren, Jana and Joe White, Devin Atkinson, and Kira and Chase Miles, plus several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Daryl Dean Wilson will be held at 3 p.m. Tuesday at the Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Alney, with burial in Cresthaven Memorial Park, with military rites at the graveside. Visitation will be 1 hour before the time of service on Tuesday at the Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Alney. Memorials may be made to the Hospice of Southeastern Illinois and will be accepted at the Summers Kistler Funeral Home in Alney. 68-year-old Fairfield resident Peggy S. Piper died at 6:55 Monday, October 26th at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She worked as a unit secretary on second floor at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was a member of the Rock Community Church. Survivors include her husband, Charles Piper of Fairfield, a son, Todd and Cindy Halley of Fairfield, two stepsons, Roger and Sean Piper of Asheville, North Carolina, two daughters, Becky and Shannon Hinkle of Fairfield, and Jerry Lynn and Craig Blackford of Alney, two brothers, Mark and Sherry Wells of Fairfield and Bob Wells of Fairfield, and seven grandchildren. Funeral services for Peggy S. Piper will be at 10:15 this morning at the Rock Community Church with burial in Cumberland Chapel Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center.
Enter the anniversary $500 giveaway at Boyd Discount Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to Boyd's showroom to sign up to win a $250 gift certificate, and then like Boyd on Facebook, and then like, share, and comment on Boyd's anniversary giveaway post to be entered to win an additional $250 gift certificate. The anniversary giveaway drawings will be held Tuesday, November 3rd. Ask about free financing. See pictures and prices at BoydFern.com. And enter to win a $500 anniversary giveaway through November 2nd at Boyd Discount Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City.
At Country Financial, we take the time to get to know our customers. We know every situation is unique, and our goal is to understand yours so we can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. I'm Alex Atwood, your local Country Financial representative in Sisney. Give me a call today to talk about how we can help ensure the future you dream about.
Here's the WFIW area weather forecast for today. Partly sunny, high of 66. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 49. For Monday, sunny skies, a high of 71. Monday night, mostly clear and a low of 49. For Tuesday, sunny, high of 74. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 55. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 74. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Thursday, a chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, a high of 72. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a low around 58. For Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high of 69. Our high yesterday was 62. We picked up 0.03 of an inch of precipitation yesterday. Our low this morning, 47. And our current temperature is 48. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Jessica James, WFIW News, copyright 2015.